The number of homeless Americans is growing, but homeless advocates say they are on the verge of reversing that trend. The approach is called Housing First, and it allows chronically homeless people to move more rapidly from emergency shelters to permanent homes with support services. From WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
Kevin Maloney is a 55-year-old Vietnam veteran who's been homeless on and off for 15 years. Maloney is dancing to music on the clock radio in his private room.
Dancing in your own room.
That's right. Hey, you know, that's the thing. I could have a guest in here and we could dance, you know, wine and dine without the wine.
Maloney is a recovering alcoholic. He flashes a smile with a few teeth missing.
The first time I was in this room, I went on a real natural high because I have been homeless for a long time. And it's pretty damn huge.
Maloney has been living in this rooming house for homeless men in Quincy, a city close to Boston, for 2 months. It's run by a local shelter where John Yazwinski is the executive director.
This is housing for what we would view as the toughest customer, people that have been in and out of expensive systems of care, emergency rooms, corrections, police, ambulances, street, in downtown communities for 8, 9, 10 years, ricocheting in emergency shelter systems.
Housing First takes chronically homeless people and gives them subsidized housing first, then uses caseworkers to address their other problems, such as substance abuse or mental illness.
And literally what Housing First does is it changes the equation of homelessness.
Philip Mangano heads the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness, which provides federal leadership for homeless initiatives.
It's not you provide services while people are still in a very unstable situation. To the contrary, you provide what the antidote to homelessness is to begin with. The antidote, of course, is housing.
The Council on Homelessness has helped more than 100 cities around the country adopt this strategy. The model is credited with reducing the homeless population by 28% in San Francisco and 13% in New York City. Some homeless advocates fear the emphasis on permanent housing will mean less money for emergency shelter beds. Before Housing First, homeless people had to go through multiple steps before applying for permanent subsidized housing, including sleeping in rows of cots, staying sober, and moving into transitional housing. The Housing First model only requires residents to act like any other tenant. They need not be sober or employed.
Hey, Billy, this is Dr. O'Connell. How are you?
For 20 years,
hey,
Dr. Jim O'Connell with Boston Healthcare for the Homeless used an outreach van to bring medical services to homeless people. Now many of his patients have phones, one of the benefits of having a permanent place to live.
I've often dreamed, I remember back in 1985, thinking that it would be really cool if I, on one of my Mass General scripts, I could write, in addition to penicillin for a pneumonia or an infection, I could also write one studio apartment, use as directed, 30 days, refillable for 6 months or something like that. It would make as much sense, I think, as the other treatment.
Studies by cities with Housing First programs have found significant savings, especially in healthcare. Boston Healthcare for the Homeless found that people who choose to sleep outside have an average healthcare cost of $28,000 a person a year. Once those same people have permanent housing, their health care costs dropped to $6,000 a year. But O'Connell says he doesn't expect this model to eradicate homelessness.
That's a dream. I think we will reduce the population of people living on the streets a lot. But I suspect we're going to have to keep vigilant and make sure as soon as somebody comes onto the street again, we still have those services and can get to them and then get them into housing.
And O'Connell admits even the best Housing First programs have seen tenants leave and return to the streets, either by choice or because of disruptive behavior. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov in Boston.